This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jamie, what happened?
Oh, my God. So I'm just telling you, I'm sitting outside of a little tavern that I enjoy with some friends. Randy Hahn's here. I have an old-fashioned in my hand.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm in serious decompress mode after what is now the best hockey game I've ever seen. It was, I can't even, we're gonna have fun here for the next 5 or 10 minutes. I'm only gonna give you 5 or 10 minutes.
That's fine.
And I'm gonna be controversial.
Okay.
Slightly. But I gotta tell you, those two teams, the game of hockey, the NHL playoffs, is the friggin' best thing in sports. And it may not always translate on TV like football or baseball or basketball or the World Cup of Soccer, but I'm just telling you, when you're at a live hockey game in the playoffs and you watch what you did tonight, those guys are it's like literally like warriors against warriors. You just keep going at it. And it was the most improbable comeback I've ever seen in hockey. The most improbable comeback. With controversy, which you're welcome to address, because I don't have a rebuttal, but I have a response to.
Okay, so we'll talk about the penalty before we talk about the power play.
Are you happy with that?
I'm going to set you up.
You're like, did he really just say that?
It's a ball on a tee, and I'm going to hit it out of the park here, James.
Good.
So the reason that there was a five-minute power play and that there were 4 goals in 4 minutes is because Cody Eakin decides to cross-check Joe Pavelski on a face-off. Should it have been a five-minute penalty?
You figure that out for yourself.
What?
I'll tell you what.
I want to hear about being on the ice for this power play in Game 7.
Okay, so Amy, here's the point. You get what you get. Like, she gave a thumbs up to the referees after questioning a call where a guy got 2 teeth knocked out and 3 teeth jammed into the back of his throat.
Yeah.
Which should have been 4 to 5 minutes, but wasn't. And back in Game 2, when Brent Burns scored and Logan Couture, the same guy that got all his teeth knocked out, got called for goalie interference, but for whatever reason, the referees decided that you couldn't challenge it. I'm just telling you right now.
You get what you get.
You get what you get.
Okay.
Every now and then, you get what you get. So the Cody Eakin play, Cody Eakin cross-checks Pavelski. He starts to fall back. Stastny's coming through on the inside, kind of pushes him down. I don't think it was a malicious push, but the way Pavelski landed, he didn't break his fall, and his head hit the side of the ice.
Yeah.
The side of his head hit the ice. And it's I don't know. I don't know if anybody's heard my story, but
yes, we heard you.
Go read The Athletic and Katie Strang, the most amazing writer on earth. And I'll tell you, concussions matter.
Mm.
So you have the captain of the San Jose Sharks laying in the fetal position, not moving, and blood is trickling out from his head.
Mm-hmm.
The optics aren't good, and the refs don't get replay. So they are back into where we were in Game 5 with the Logan Couture situation. They're in judgment mode.
So, Jamie.
So now they make, nope, let me finish. they make a judgment, and they go, Cody Eakin, 5 minutes, cross-checking. Okay? So Cody Eakin goes off. Then the most incredible thing that's ever happened in hockey happens. The Sharks score 4 power play goals in the next 5 minutes, and they'd only scored 4 power play goals in the first 6 games and 2 periods.
So here's what I want to know. Can you just tell me one more thing?
Yep.
What was it like?
Good? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, no, this is amazing. What was it like to be down there at ice level as they're scoring these goals and taking the lead with the fans going crazy? What was that like?
You're really asking me that question?
Yes. I want you to describe it, Jamie.
Pandemonium. It was pandemonium. No, the only way the Sharks could come back in this series was a five-minute major that they could capitalize on. It was the only way. They weren't going to score 3 goals. There's no way they were going to score 3 goals. The game was... it wasn't over, but... It's never over until it's over.
But it was pretty close.
But I got to tell you, and I'm trying to tell the story as it is, because I know tomorrow, I know there's, like, controversy is going to be written all over this series. And I got to tell you, this is what I love about this series. And this is what I love about hockey. And I know you do, too. That's why I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Hockey, when you see a live hockey game, it's different than other sports. It's fast. I know there's skill involved, but the ferociousness of the speed and physicality and all the one-on-one battles, and they come at such a high tempo, and they're like, they just keep happening and happening and happening. It's like a spectacle to watch. They're like literally warriors. There's no out of bounds in hockey. You know, the ships are 35 to 45 seconds, and then overtime they're 25 to 35 seconds. So these guys are going at full sprint, and they're big, and they're on these like little 2/8 of an inch radius skates, and they got to do all this, and they got to process fast, and you got to be tough, and you got to play injured, and you got to take needles to play. And it just the only bad part about today was that 2 Stanley Cup contending teams had to lose in the first round.
Right.
And it was the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Vegas Golden Knights. But otherwise, like, I applaud all 4 teams, but I applaud those 2 teams tonight. That was in a, like, Vegas coming back and scoring a goal in the last minute. And then that overtime was, like, ridiculous. That was ridiculous hockey.
It was
like, just, these guys, it's game 7. They just came off a game 6 that went to double overtime. And what these guys do to their bodies and to their minds to try and win it for each other. And I'll share one last thing.
Okay.
It's a moment that will never leave my mind. It'll never, like, it was a picture that said everything. When Joe Pavelski was hurt and he got up, and there was a doctor out there and all this, when he went off the ice, the guy that was holding the towel to the side of his bloody head, a concussed Joe Pavelski, the captain, was Joe Thornton. Brent Burns and Evander Kane were right there. And it was a moment that you're just like, they just care about him. Like, these guys care about each other so much. And then to spiral that into the 4 goals and the incredible comeback and all that is just like, it talks about what these guys do as teammates for each other. It's what sports is literally all about.
Jamie, you are awesome. You can find Jamie on Twitter, Bakes_Jamie13. No, that was amazing. And I want you to go back and enjoy yourself with your broadcast team.
I'm sorry I swore. I'm not drunk. Seriously, I haven't had time to drink. Amy, my phone blew up after the game.
I can imagine.
I've been doing, yeah.
It's all adrenaline. I got you.
I can't believe, you know what? Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
So, I really appreciate it.
We'll talk again soon. Thanks, James.
You rock.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.